Hello and welcome back to another Anything Goes. As ever, with me, Tom Cruise, and next to me...
me, Josh Bassett. It's good to be back, isn't it?
It's great to be back, Joshua.
It is. Back in Mill Street with our beautiful pink neon light.
I know. Feels like home.
It does. Let's move in.
After our successful James Gaskell podcast, which we got fantastic feedback from.
We did, yeah. I think the involvement, the questions were excellent. I think that really set that one alight. It wasn't anything to do with us. We just asked the questions. Is everyone else actually giving us the content?
We just facilitate.
We do. We're just the middleman.
And now everyone knows about your weird McDonald's order as well.
It's not that weird. Well, talking about that, we've got things to get onto, haven't we?
Yeah, but I think first we should introduce our very special guest, Tommy Taylor.
Hello, all. Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
He's natural already,
I know,
isn't he?
Yeah, he looks good with the earphones on.
What do you reckon? Top knot.
Yeah.
Hey. Both of us today.
Second best lid in the studio
in the
today.
Good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Top knots coming in left, right, and rhubarb, aren't they?
There are a few knocking about.
James Gaskell.
That is...
Would you call that a top knot? Call it like just... a paintbrush, upside-down paintbrush.
He's restraining the fringe, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's the main
but
thing.
But it's like so upright, isn't he?
Well, Jeff's kind of turned into the barber, hasn't he, at the club? And I think Jammer approached him to get a haircut and Jeff didn't want to
Ain't no one taking
it.
On that. He hasn't got the bowl, well, has he? The James Gaskell bowl. It gets passed on barber to barber.
Yeah.
It's like the Holy Grail.
Jeff, like, he sort of specialises in mullets and top knots. And I don't think Jammer would really go well with either.
He comes to... your neck of the
does,
he comes to Solihull for a haircut. I heard he was doing that when he was in London, travelling 2 hours to get his
haircut. The only one guy
he
trusts.
He brought the bowl up with him. It was in like special packaging. It comes in like a massive trunk with like special locks, because if anyone nicks it, he's heartbroken.
Poor Jammer.
Cuts all his greys out as well. So.
It looks like he's been painting the ceiling.
Slash tinted.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he came in with tinted?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, honestly, I've just had him cut out.
What do you mean tinted?
Do you not remember this?
He dyed his hair.
Well, I can't reveal secrets.
That's a vicious rumour, Tom.
Just for Gaskell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Poor guy's not here to defend himself.
Well, he told us that he had him cut out, but that's a lot of grey to cut out.
He'd have no hair left. So he shaved his head.
He's a skinhead.
should we get straight into the crime?
Yeah, the heinous crime.
Heinous crime. We were tagged in something on social media. Weird Brad has been up to his old tricks again.
He's been weird again. When you thought he was as weird as he could be, he's got even weirder. And the good thing is, Tommy Taylor hasn't actually seen this. So this is a first reaction. So it's like one of them YouTube first reaction clips. So this is Brad Shields' Subway order, and this is what he does with it.
That is not real.
That is 100%.
It looks to me like a chicken tikka with...
it's got gherkins in there.
Yeah, all salad, a Southwest sauce and a triple chocolate cookie in the sandwich.
Some knowledge there, Tom.
surely I'm not the only one. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And what bread's he gone for? He's gone for a honey oat as well, trying to be healthy. Hoping Chris Lowe sees it, isn't he?
I know. Boom, boom, boom.
That is... fake news, isn't it, that?
So he's put, surely I'm not the only one. So if you're listening and you're with Brad and you put your cookie in your Subway, please get in touch and stay very clear from me.
And if anyone,
that's very weird.
And if anyone tries it, let us know your feedback. The thing that gets me is, obviously, we've all gone over my McDonald's order, which, yeah, I admit it, like, it is strange, but gherkins, Southwest, honestly, that makes me feel sick.
It's absolutely genuinely dreadful.
Imagine... the taste of South, whatever it is, West. Is it Southwest or Southwestern?
Yeah, Southwest, apparently.
Southwest sauce. And then you're biting into a triple choc cookie. You got a bit of white choc finishing that off.
It's greedy, that, isn't it?
What do you think John Turode and, you know, our very own Greg Wallace, big Wasp fan, saying about... maybe we should tag him in this and get some feedback.
I agree with Tommy, it's greedy. And it's lazy as well. You're just trying to eat it all at once. Why not have... your main, and then wait a bit, and then have your dessert. You want it all.
He's impatient. Look, he's in his car. He's having it on the car seat. Like, there's something bad going on.
Do you know
like
what I love? Is the little tap at the end. It's like, you're going to be, nestled right in there.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
That's along the lines. One of my mates has his chicken nuggets dipped in his McFlurry.
That's
not
right.
See, that's I'm not saying it's normal because it certainly isn't. Oh, that's a little bit more understandable. The concoction of textures, flavour in that is berserk.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like the thought of a gherkin and that sort of like spicy mayo with a triple chocolate cookie is just disgraceful. Shocking.
And it's interesting to go on triple chocolate. Like that's, they're pretty full on as a cookie, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? You're not having five of them.
We all know that you go white chocolate macadamia from Subway, don't
we? Yeah, true. But triple chocolate would be my second go, but I mean, not in a foot long.
No, so he's getting weirder.
Yeah.
Getting weirder and weirder. So yeah, glad that we've got that one out of the way. But we'll move into it. TT, start of lockdown, you became a father.
Yes.
I mean, great timing, mate.
I know, yeah. It kind of was great timing and wasn't. Like, we, I think it happened, well, he was kind of a bit of a rush, like, literally last minute. He came a bit early, the day before we played Gloucester, wasn't it? And that was our last game before lockdown. So it kind of gave me a fair bit of time at home and, like, to help Luce out, which is real useful. And I think it's a bit of a blessing because I managed to spend loads of time. Like, I see lads who have kids now, they're kind of sleep deprived coming into training and they're kind of rushing home after and stuff, whereas I was quite lucky to get a fair bit of time. But on the flip side, that, yeah, the kind of lack of family, like, support and stuff, obviously not their fault, it was in lockdown, but that
no,
was...
No, it was their fault.
No excuses.
They owe us. No, that was tough. I think it was really tough. I think on Lucy, it was really tough. Like, she couldn't have her mum up and he was in hospital for a month, so it was kind of, when we got him home, we were kind of stuck on our own. It's a little bit like,
was it one of them you like walk in the front door,
yeah,
plonk the car seat in the living room and you go, so what do we do now?
It was nuts, but again, amazing. It's kind of the thing it kind of brought out of me was kind of how strong she was, and kind of like women, I know we've all got kids, and you kind of, you can appreciate the amazingness that they go through and the tough time that they go through. It's amazing. Getting this in to start with, by the way. And that, yeah, kind of blew me away a little bit. And I think that's one big thing I took from it, yeah.
Probably benefited from being chucked straight into the trenches.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now it's almost easy that you got a little bit of help every now and again. I know we're in lockdown now, but
yeah,
appreciative of the help that you get every now and again.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we can, I think when it kind of opened up a bit before Christmas, we could go home. We actually spent a week back at my mum and dad's house. So that was amazing.
Mm.
It was nice kind of seeing him with them and all that. Yeah, it's lovely.
That's the thing, it's obviously we've had ours in normal times, so to have your first child in like a kind of alien situation anyway, and like you said, it's a blessing in some respect because you get to spend that much time that we had off, what do we have, 4 months off to start with, which is an amazing amount of time to be there for all of his first, you know, achievements. But you haven't got anyone, you can't lean on anyone, can you? So you're leaning on
Google.
You're leaning on a lot of stuff, YouTube, all that stuff to kind of help you out. So, I mean, fair play to you and Lucy for being able to cope with that. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good. But I think you said we had so much, like, support. Like, you helped, Cruises helped out loads. Clothes, everything, loads of support. Mm. And obviously the baskets with experience. And
don't listen to us.
That is
what
mega.
Not to do.
Is it definitely not what to do?
So, like, everyone around us did help. It was helped a lot, I think.
And then by the time training came back around, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're in 9 till 5. It's mental.
Another long meeting again today, babe, I'm afraid.
That's where Contrast Club kind of sparked out from, isn't it? Stay extra.
Hey, that's just all for recovery,
yeah,
that
true.
Is.
Professional.
Do you think it would be, obviously, if and when baby number two comes and it's outside of lockdown, in normal, how much of a shock do you think that's going to be to, like, have all that help, like, initially, straight away? Do you think it's going to be a completely different kettle of fish? Like, everyone's going to be round, like, oh my God, we didn't get
maybe.
This, do you know what I mean? Opportunity with Archer.
Yeah, I think it will be very different. I think, same again, I think it'll be lovely in some aspects because you can, mum and dad and her family will be there from the very beginning. But then, yeah, as you said, it was nice to kind of be locked in your own house a little bit and kind of have that one-on-one time, the two-on-one time. Which I think they do in some countries. I think they kind of say, go home, lock yourself in for the first 2 weeks and recommend it and just be as a family, which is nice. So, yeah, it's going to be different.
Do you think when you're, like, obviously 60, you're like, Archer, I remember the year when we were in lockdown.
Born in 2020, the 2020 babies are going to, yeah. I think hopefully they'll be socially interacted by then. That's his thing. I think he's
still in lockdown.
We're coming out the other side. We're coming out the other side. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Have you chucked a footy at his feet yet?
I haven't, no.
He's definitely had his City kit on,
hasn't he? He has. He's had a Phil Foden kit on, which is strong. He'll look at those photos when he's older and hopefully be proud. He'll still be a City fan.
He's going to be a United fan by then, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to go red. He's going to be a devil.
He might do.
Mate, oh my God. He could grow up in the most like successful City era ever.
Well, I mean, he's not going to know any different, is he?
He's going to be... It's flipped on its head. He's going to be known as like the glory supporter.
Yeah, I know.
That's what all United fans had growing up.
Yeah.
Glory support. Now look at us, eh? Still there.
Hey, you're doing okay.
Yeah, mate, we're second in the table.
Second, that's it. It's nice.
Yeah, close second.
Yeah, to be fair, City are flying.
Yeah.
But you had a trip up to City, didn't you, for a game, and you actually got to meet, well, you got a very special gift, didn't you?
Yeah. So jealous of this.
Mate, so actually, the in-house resident, Alan Graham, in here, he shout out to him. He did an amazing favour. I think 4 or 5 of us got, he got us tickets to the quarterfinal against Tottenham.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Would have been a big night for you, yeah, John Boy, as well. Yeah, exactly. Oh my.
I think you were busy. I definitely asked you. You're busy.
But well, that's the end of the podcast this week.
I think just before we were having a bit of food, it actually got us in a box, which is, again, amazing. Just before we were having food, some guy burst in the door speaking Spanish, Argentinian, Portuguese. And Alan kind of greeted him, and he had a City shirt, and I was like, what's going on here? And then he looked at me. He'd actually got Aguero's agent. It was a great Aguero's agent. Got me a signed shirt from Sergio with best wishes on there. And
mate,
Alan still says he saw a tear in my eye, but I'm not sure.
It's
but yeah,
brought
amazing.
A tear back. You're reminiscing now, isn't it?
Brings a tear to my eye. That's amazing. So mate. Jealous.
An unbelievable game as well. We lost last minute, so as much as it was heartache,
Wasn't it the old experience. VAR?
Yeah.
Guardiola giving it that one, and then class.
Unlucky.
Class. I know. But, no, it was a mega experience. And
mate, while we're talking about football, I've heard a story this morning actually by Rob Miller. Was telling me that you once had trials from MacTown.
I wouldn't call it trials. It was games, lads.
games or games?
Games. I've got caps. Games. No, I played in a MacTown kit, definitely. I remember taking a pen at half-time during a MacTown game and scoring. And it meant that we went to a tournament at Carrington.
Mate, that's huge.
United's Carrington. Playing some indoor tournament there against... I know United were there and Fulham were there. Again, I don't know if this was... I can't remember what age it was. I was young. but I do remember scoring 2 own goals in one game. So it's not a happy memory.
Never invited back.
No, never. But I love my football now. I'm useless at football now. You lads would have seen the other day. But... yeah, I love it. I think just respect the skill of it. And
we were talking about this before, weren't we? That obviously us as rugby players, we watch footy and everyone loves it. Like everyone's got their team. We do fantasy, everything. Like it's all like everyone's like wanted to be a footballer growing up, really. Do you think any footy players are like buzzing to get the rugby on at the weekend? They're like, what's it got Newcastle Friday night? Got to get that on record. You know what I mean?
I reckon they love it. I reckon they love watching it. But I don't think they... wish they were rugby players.
No, true. Yeah.
I mean, a few of them might, but it's not like we wish, oh God, I wish I was a footy player. That would have been absolutely clash. You know, like training, bit of kick-ups, head tennis.
Well, that's it. Anytime a footy comes out in training, I think we spoke about this before, everyone's like, come on, Tommy's got his signed Aguero shirt underneath. He's like, ready, let's go.
Yeah.
But it's mental, isn't it? Like, imagine like, you know, like Raheem Sterling and all the lads just like, no, oh, lads, what's the play? Getting in for this? Like,
do you want get the rugby ball out and we'll do a few tackles?
Do you reckon, though, it's to to them, their training's kind of like, obviously our training is good, but it's tough. And like, but we kind of look at their training, they do rondos and stuff, it looks all fun, but surely it can't be.
No, it can't. I think, well, then you come to the question, don't you, which way would it be easier to go? Would it be easier for us to become a footy player, or would it be easier for a footy player to become a rugby player?
We would look so clumsy on a football pitch.
I think we'd look massive, wouldn't
we?
Yeah.
Well, that's guilty. Just look at us three. Freaking...
units.
Sorry for having so much muscle.
They are so lean, though, aren't they? Like, they're the big centre-halves or the big strikers. You're looking at, what, like 90, 95 kilos?
I don't even think you're looking at that, honestly.
Yeah.
I remember looking at Balotelli And he's obviously a pretty big striker who's 86 kilos. Yeah. Like, we've got, that's what a scrum half can weigh, can't it?
Do you reckon Dobby's weighing in at?
Yeah, probably.
Roughly around that.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Something in them 80s.
So chuck Brooksy or Bialo on the pitch and you say he
would. You know what I mean?
It'd fit in.
So yeah. it would be interesting. Then you get them coming here.
Mm.
Doing a half and half, like the league used to do with the union. Yeah. Half union. Half 40, half rugby, I think it'd be.
Mate, I seen one of those on Sky Sports the other day, actually. Yeah. It was like Wigan versus Bath or something like that. I was like, oh my, what is going on here?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to do it, wouldn't it? Maybe we can get Aston Villa. Obviously, we've got
mate, that'd be so cool.
We've got a few links there with Purity being our sponsor, yeah, and their sponsor, and Stephen Vaughan know it. I think he used to play with Dean Smith as well.
Did he?
Yeah. Wow. So we could get that set up.
Pull some strings.
I mean, I think the insurance bill for the footy players is going to be pretty high. Yeah. Can't play rugby. Right, lads. Yeah, you got a live scrums. Get your 21s on.
That would be epic. Absolutely epic. I'm mad keen for that.
I'm backing us.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
Right, 11 aside, yeah. Our best 11. God knows what that would be. I'd obviously be pulling the strings in from left back. Against their best 11.
Yeah.
Full pitch.
Goalkeeper, Joe Launchbury. Mm.
But 20 minutes, what we say in scoreline?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
I feel like that's a good time length for us.
I think we'd just sit in, though,
wouldn't
we?
I'm backing ourselves.
Park
the bus. Yeah.
100% park the bus.
Oh, my God, we're parking the bus.
We're not going 4-4-2, we're going 5-5-1.
Easy, mate.
10-1.
Yeah. Come on.
Stick your second rows in the centre of the box, head anything away. I think we'll be right.
I reckon every time you get the ball, just lump it as far as you can. Yeah. So you've got to take ages to get the ball back in.
Yeah.
Ball's been in play for 4 minutes.
We're not falling for any, you know, play it out from the back. We're parking. We're in our own half from there. Play it out from there.
Yeah, lump it. We need a target man up front and just lump it.
Who's your starting 11 for the boss?
Launching net.
Just the world's biggest hands, isn't he?
Yeah, it's like a cat as well.
I don't think you could actually get goalie gloves to fit his hands.
I'm left back and taking
in the
changing
room. Come on.
Oi, oi. That's again when we need the
bomb, 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 bomb. The sound effects aren't ready. Red cabbage.
Boom, boom, boom. I mean, where are you two putting yourselves? Are you
up top? I think.
Are you our target man?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking, I'm obviously left back looking for diagonals. I'm looking for you, am I?
Yeah. You making them overlaps.
Okay.
Yeah. Pinging it in.
I reckon a box to box midfielder. Yeah. Bit of a front Lampard, late into the box.
Breaking up play.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe more like a defensive mid, actually, to be fair.
Interesting.
Who are we going centre-backs?
I think, like you said, we've got to go big. We've got to go intimidating.
Mm.
Biel.
But he's actually pretty good. He moves well, and I think he's actually got some skills.
Yeah.
Mate, you do not know the direction it's coming off his foot. It's going anywhere.
Toblerone.
Toblerone, mate.
Are we going three at the back?
Yeah, might have to.
Three at the
back. Parking the bus. Yeah. We're going to have to go, yeah, three at the back, two wing backs.
Who's right back?
Bobby?
Yeah, Millsy.
Do you think right back, I thought it was maybe like a
centre? So he's dependable, though. He is up and down that flank.
He will.
Last time I saw Rob Miller take a penalty was on a social on day 3 in Leeds, and he said he'd never missed a penalty.
Hey, Ian Walker got on his head. Ian Walker got on his head. What did we have for post? I think we had a traffic cone, didn't we? And I don't even
know. An empty bottle of Blue Wicked,
yeah, I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, and he said he's never missed a penalty. Rocks up, puts it wide.
Yeah.
Hey, so
he was scared, intimidated.
He's gone 30 years without missing a penalty, and he put it wide on day 3 in Leeds. Absolutely.
Maybe
disaster.
Maybe he could put Bobby right back, because he's got that nice little diag pass.
I think so, yeah.
In behind.
I mean, I feel like we're going to get picked apart by Grealish, I'm not going to lie. Mm.
What, if we're going 3-5...
I don't know. See, I've got a feeling that we're going to get beat 2-0 because we're going to struggle up top.
Are you for real? Hey, you're telling me as a target man I'm not going to hold that ball up for you?
We need goals, John.
Oh, yeah.
Or are we going part of the bus 0-0?
No.
0-0. I'm happy with 0-0. After 20,
take a point.
Second half.
Mate, corners. We'd be deadly from corners. Set piece. I'm telling you, my left foot, bang. Knock it out of the feet.
Oh, my God.
I'm backing myself to score at least one.
You reckon?
At least. In that 20 minutes.
Zach will be fancying himself.
Oh my God, honestly. Zach Cabrig talks about football so much, and when we had that, when we had those 2 weeks off and we come in for football, yeah. I've honestly never seen someone so bad at football. He looked like he was going to fall over the ball.
Yeah.
And he scored a goal by trying to, like, some clearance, crossfield clearance, and it went in.
Do you know what it was? It was because the pitch isn't level. It bobbled up and it come off his shin.
Mate. And he's just not went stopped in. Talking about it since. Awful at football. But
Gabe's good. Gabe's pretty good.
Yeah, he's in.
Maybe centre mid, just like a bit of a...
Mateo's good.
Yeah.
Mateo's
dives, good. Though.
Yeah, we diver. Need that. Mate, prison yeah.
Buy
for
a pen.
Us.
Buy yeah. a pen.
That's it. Get it on the Nazi.
We've got our VAR as well for this 20 minutes.
Yeah.
VAR on our behalf, though.
Only for us?
Only for us.
Yeah, that's a pen. Yeah. Who's taking the pen? Not Rob Miller.
Not Rob Miller.
No, we give it to him. He's got to redeem himself. He's got to redeem himself, hasn't he? He's been practicing at home for a year and a half.
Right, what we're saying?
Get on to the first, yeah?
Yeah. So, we thought that we would test a little theme this week. That being firsts. So, for example, first day at Watts or whatever.
Yeah.
So, first one we thought we'd go for, easy, first rugby memory.
Easy, you say, yeah. first rugby memory, yeah. So, I think... It would have been, I think, actually, it's funny because I think it's down here at Leamington. So I played all my rugby at Macclesfield and we had a...
Leamington was like away a, was a tough place to go.
Yeah, it was. They had like a mini and juniors tournament every year and it was like a it's like a weekend away, mainly for like the mum and dads, I think. Well, mainly dads. But I remember we won that and it's, I think today it could be the only silverware I've ever won.
What age are we talking?
Six.
Young.
Yeah, wow. Young, mate.
Wow. Six.
Yeah. Right. I started playing when I was four, I think.
Oh, talk it up. All right,
yeah,
then.
Long time in the game, mate. I started playing my brother's team again. I'm talking that up again. Sorry.
Played but, up a few years, did you? All right, okay.
I remember, my dad said, I don't remember it, but I think I found it too cold for the first year. Quit and it then
sounds
came
like
back.
You. Yeah, soft.
Warm weather play.
But yeah, I used to go down to Matt Rupert Club every weekend to watch my old man and my uncle. So it's kind of, I kind of got pushed back into it when I was five. As early doors.
What about you, Cruz?
It was early. I don't know. I didn't play until I got to school. I reckon my first memories are like, yeah, playing on a boggy pitch. Do you know what? Actually, you remember like interform competitions at school? I remember. I accidentally handed off one of the chavs at school in the face and he wanted to fight with me in the playground, would you call it?
Yeah.
He wanted to fight like by the AstroTurf because I handed him off in the face during interform rugby and that was in like year seven, year eight. That was my first memory. I'm still scared. Still scared he's going to jump out at me and want to fight.
Did he have a fag in his mouth?
Yeah. So that's my first memory of rugby. And I never looked back.
And it hasn't haunted you since?
No, so that was like year, I reckon that was year eight. So what are you? I was 13.
Yeah.
And then I didn't join a club until I was 15, I don't think. So Stockport Rugby Club. Macclesfield rivalry.
Yeah, God, yeah.
That big, is it?
Big,
I can see the disgust on both your face when you say.
Yeah, this table's breaking us apart right now.
We're lucky that it's in between us.
Yeah.
What was yours?
My first one would be... My first game, really, and it was Bishop Stortford away. And again, I'd start playing rugby when I was like 14, 15. And they're like, yeah, you're playing 13.
It's like Colts.
Yeah, just under the year before. Maybe, yeah, the year before. Maybe two years before it was, actually. Yeah, Bishop Stortford away, and they were pretty good. We got absolutely pummeled. We did. I reckon I touched the ball twice.
Some of the score lines when you're that age are ridiculous, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, played against a school, lost 67-0.
Whoever had the big lads, I think. I remember turning up every week just looking how big they were in the huddle. And if they were small, you'd be like, yeah, we're going to win. Yeah. If they were big, you'd be just like, nah, I don't
think. He's got white boots on, he's rapid.
There's no way he's under 12.
He's got a beard.
Check his passport. We had a lad who played for Luton. And I reckon he had a full beard when I played him at... He must have been, 14. And it was, honestly, the size of it, probably looking back now, he was tiny, but it was everyone was like, he goes to the gym, everything. And he's just like running through people. Just like,
but like one of the dads was on the pitch.
Yeah, honestly, it was berserk.
There's always one, because in New Zealand, don't they do it by weight?
Yeah.
I've heard, I've never actually looked into it.
No. We'll have to ask one of the Kiwis and see what
Shields.
They say.
Brad Shields is very complimentary of New Zealand rugby.
It's all it goes on about.
Super 40.
New Zealand this.
Super 40.
Canes, yeah.
Subway and
cheer, bro.
Right, what else have we got here? Right, we'll move it on to Wasps. First Wasps game and first Wasp try.
So my first Wasp game was a preseason game at Bristol at their training ground. I remember it so clearly because I've got this habit. For a game, you boys probably know. I might have grown out a little bit now.
Oh, you got a few of them. I'm excited to see which one it is.
If I have any caffeine, I get a bit sick.
Oh, I actually, yeah, remember this.
Yeah, so it was my first game, obviously, with all my new teammates and stuff.
Trying to make a good impression.
Yeah, and from the change room in Bristol's training ground, you had to almost walk through the crowd to get to the pitch. And I thought I was fine. Everyone said everything. Refs not. Wasp 1 minute. I'm like, yeah, right, I'm keeping it down. It's fine. And then literally as I left the changing door, I literally felt it come up and I couldn't stop being sick as I was walking out through the crowd in my hands and stuff.
And there was obviously the kids were at the front. It was the tunnel.
It's so bad.
And Tommy's it was Will Ferrell in Semi-Pro. Yeah. He gets punched in the jejunum. Like, you ever been punched in the and you're still going onto the pitch, weren't you?
Yes, yeah, kick off, mate. Honestly, game kicked off. I was lifting. I think I was lifting Matt Simmons, maybe. I was lifting him, came back down. I was being sick and but after the first minute, I'm all right. I actually feel better. But yeah, that was not a great memory. My first try was, I think, my first Prem game, the extra game at home. Scored a rolling maul. So,
what a start.
Yeah, not a bad start.
It was so hot that day at Clifton Lane, wasn't it? It was lovely.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It's beautiful.
But, yeah. Clifton.
Clifton.
Yeah. Saying it right?
Clifton Lane's, Rob.
Is it? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I don't know.
You wouldn't be coming away from the five
Clifton
points, mate.
It's never a nice
mate, I've
day.
Come
it's
away
never
with
a nice
five
day,
points
though.
There many a time.
Mate, you're lying.
No, mate, I played in a 38 all classic El Clasico there. Did. Lee was playing.
Did you play against Blackie?
Yeah. For Leeds and for Rov, yeah.
Oh, wow. Literally directly opposite him, or not?
Yeah, when he played for Leeds, yeah.
That's a heavy collision, that, with you two.
I know. Well, not for me back then.
Oh, you? Yeah. Lightweight.
Yeah, I was pushing in there. Yeah, I reckon I was 90 kilos. So only a couple less than what I'm now.
Big striker though.
Yeah, big striker up top.
Hey, big target man though.
Got frigging 4 kg on Balotelli, so
there you go.
Anytime he wants it.
There you go. Your first game, John Boy? You've been here a lot longer than
first game. Do you want pre-season game or do you want...
Well, go for it.
First pre-season game was, we actually played Clermont.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
in pre-season?
Yeah, in pre-season. So we done a pre-season a whole week away, which actually worked out perfectly because obviously, pre-season training camp's normally flat out, isn't it? You're it's going to be good, but you're training heavy. They've got their hands on you 24 hours a day. So you're doing recovery at 6 a.m. You're doing pool recovery at 8 p.m., which isn't pool recovery. It's just boys drowning. but this one, we had a game at the end of it, so it was perfect. So we just got...
It was like a normal training week.
Yeah, it was
like a normal
training week and then got to play Clermont at the end of it. I think Zebra played before us against, I want to say Poe maybe. Them two played before and then we played after. And Clermont went pretty strong because they obviously start before us, don't they? So I think it's their last pre-season game.
It's a hell of a way to start, by the way.
It was, yeah.
It's the first game.
Yeah, Clermont away. And it wasn't in Clermont. It was some other little French town. So it was kind of every pre-season they play one game in part of their region. So it's like a normal rugby club. And I think we lost by 2 points. So it was a hell of a game. Enjoyed it. And then first Prem game was Exeter away. Mm. Exeter away, second game of the season. First try, I can't remember.
Can you not?
No.
Oh, can we do a bit of research into that, Chris? I'd love to.
I want to say maybe Sale away, I think it was, but... Me guessing.
Tough place to go. Could have been against TT.
Yeah, possible.
I can remember.
Edgley Park or
no, it was
AJ Bell.
And I can remember we done. Yeah. There we go. I knew it.
John Boy.
Because I can remember all that week we done so much preview on James Gaskell. Everything's through Gaskell. All this. And then he pulled out in the warm up. game plan's gone.
Yeah, John Boy. There you go. Second game, Sale Sharks. Away, lost 26-22.
Yeah, played with Mazzo.
Nice.
Mazzo started at fullback, I think, then. Yeah.
He could still go now, couldn't he?
100%. The Italian what? Felt him on a pad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, unfortunately.
Got no shoulders left.
Yeah.
Like, Mazzo, give me a bit of a gap.
Yeah. He'll get you, mate.
80%, Mazzo. Nope. He was the same, honestly, when he was training, it was the same. And I mean, like, fair play to him.
He's made of granite.
Yeah,
hasn't he?
He's made of granite, and you saw it with how he played. Mm. But you knew in training, if it was shoulders on,
it was shoulders on.
Oh, it was shoulders on.
Shoulders on. Mine were. Chris has just got them up on the screen for me. My first, I joined the same year as you, didn't I? So that Bristol game at Clifton, come off the bench, got knocked out after like 2 minutes. And then my first game was Saracens away, which we've spoken about before, when you turned green on the bus because you had that pesto pasta that absolutely stunk. Trying to turn everyone else green as
I remember, weren't you stood in the toilet... toilet bit, like the, what would you call that, like the
cubicle or
no, you were like in the
on the bus, yeah, the toilet on the bus.
Oh,
yeah.
On the bus,
yeah, yeah,
by like the stairs, or
where the stairs were, weren't you? And you're just like getting greener and greener. Like, Tommy, you're gonna be all right. He's like, yeah,
mate, I'm looking over at him like on the bench, but like looking over at him, like, oh my god, what's going on here? He looks like absolute death. And then he obviously froze up, didn't he, before games, like you just said, but he's run onto the pitch at the Allianz and he's thrown up, and I'm like, well, he does that anyway, and I don't know, is he just ill
or what? It's Clifton again.
And then Big Dyes come up to me and give me a little tap on the bum and said, if TT's no good, you're starting. And then I think Jammer was TR and ended up as 16, so we mustn't have brought Hooker, or Ash maybe started at 6.
Yeah, Ash started at 6, yeah.
So obviously, with Jammer at 16, it was 80 minutes. We got beat, but... Hell of a way to start, though. Sorry, he's away. 80.
Sorry about
that. Cheers, TC. No, well, mate. I was happy. It was, good times.
First try.
Good times. First try was against Worcester at home in a, what they called those?
Anglo-Welsh?
It was at LV at the time.
What they called the Premiership Cup.
Yeah. It was LV at the time. I remember that one. Yeah, so, mate, good times. Good times. That was that five?
5 years, yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
That's gone so quickly.
I know, hasn't it?
So quickly.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Absolutely nuts. Next one, first day at Wasps.
That's a tough one, that.
I've got a really clear one.
Saying that, he's recalled his under fours tournament away at Leamington, so this should be easy, this should be clear.
It's like yesterday.
Yeah, so it smelt like freshly brewed coffee. The paint was magnolia. I walked in, I felt the wind in my hair.
Maywick Broad Street.
Yeah, I was literally quite Maywick Broad Street.
I definitely felt the wind then.
Yeah.
I do actually remember it. It was, I think, because I'd just been on a Saxons tour with quite a few of the Wasps lads, actually. And we came in on a week off for the rest of the lads who started pre-season at the normal time. So it was just us. I think there was about maybe six or seven of us for that week. So it's kind of a bit of a soft landed, really, because I already knew those boys already. I just remember we were playing conditioning games with Wadey, and as you said, like, just ran rings around me. I was well embarrassed first day, but yeah, it was nice. I remember meeting Tristan. He was pretty involved in everything, and he was pretty detailed with everything, which probably hadn't had before. So pretty good first impression that way.
There were quite a few boys on that Saxons trip.
Yeah,
was that South Africa?
South Africa, yeah. Sam Jones, Wadey, Coops.
Dobby,
yeah. Oh, there's a couple more.
AJ Physio in?
Sips as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah. AJ went to Argentina, I think, the year after. But yeah, quite a few Wasp boys, which was nice again because got to spend 3 weeks with them in South Africa and then a bit of soft landing.
What about you, Cruzel?
First day, I remember because I come from Irish and we'd had a longer off season. Did you get to a semi-final or anything?
Yeah,
we got to semi-final. So I'd had a longer off season, so I got brought in early, and I remember just doing some running with Ash, Matt Simmons, and Gordon Brett. And obviously, I remember meeting Dan Barr, and he's like, "Oh, nice to meet you, buddy. Is there anyone who you know?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, good mates with Alex Reader." And he was just like, "Oh, don't tell me that. Do not tell me that." And I was like, "Oh God, oh no.
Let's do that one again, man."
Yeah.
Anyone you know? No.
Nah, don't know anyone actually, mate. I just remember that so clearly. But I remember it just being like a good environment to come into. Like, everyone was like pretty laid back. Because I remember when I've been to other clubs being like, you know, you're dead nerves, aren't you, really? Yeah. Loads of boys you've not met before who you kind of know of. But then, yeah, like really easy to settle into the environment. I don't know what you were like.
Obviously, mine was a while ago at WASP when we were back in Acton. But I think I was 20, was I 21? So I was nervous as anything. Like, never been in a professional setup. Like, Bedford was semi-professional and pretty chilled out. Like, yeah. It was literally like playing club rugby. And I was at uni living with my mate, so it was amazing. So actually coming into a professional environment, I had no clue, was like so naive. And I can remember like coming in and thinking, right, because like the biggest decision on the first day is where you put your bag, isn't it, in the changing rooms. Like, and I can remember like coming in and like you get a bit of an inkling, like you're like at Acton, there was changing room 18, and that was like international players and like lads that had been there for years and years, had over 100 games. Then you had like ENF, which were lads that had been there a while, would kind of potentially come through the academy and now were into their senior careers, and like lads that had joined.
Then you've got the toilets.
Then you've got the toilets. And then just past there, you've got where I put my bags. So I had no clue. I was like, right, I'm not going to try and stay. So I put my bag, and I reckon for the first week and a half, I was on my own, changed on my own. And then luckily I joined with two lads from Bedford, Nelly and Ricky, and they were 29 and 30, so they looked after me, and they came and changed me. And then that was the year Wade had obviously done the Lions, and there was the internationals, and then boys came back, and Wadey, that was where Wadey got changed, so we were getting changed in there. And then Woolley, he moved down, because we had a massive intake here, and there was like 16 lads that came in, so it was like massive loads of lads. So kind of that group together, we were like of a similar age, and we made good mates. And I think Will Rowlands was coming in and out like doing a few weeks here, and he got changed, but he was sheepish back then. He just bothered about Oxford and like all his smart friends.
Too posh for your changing room.
That's it. He was in there, but in the corner, and he was just probably thinking, these absolute idiots. Yeah. But no, it was good. And then we rebranded ourselves as D Block, and everyone was envy of us.
Were you in Tomo's changing room then?
Well,
he still hashtags that to this day, I think.
Tomo, classic Tomo, world's nicest man, but probably doesn't know what he's doing, does he, sometimes? So he's just walked straight into changing rooms 18, chucked his bag.
Is this international
changing
room?
The international changing room, just walked in. He's like, right, lads, changing room here. Yeah, that's me. All right, sweet, get in there. And then you've got, like, obviously Goody and everyone joining that time. They're like, all right, who's this kid? And then after a while, I was like, yeah, I'm going to come and join D Block.
I love it in here, and I'm really welcome.
Yeah, it's way better down here. Toilet smell, whatever. They're well better. I like being near the toilets.
Vintage Thompson, that is. What have we got next? First social.
Is that in at WASP? At WASP?
Yeah.
At WASP. First social, I think. I could have been at the end of that year, my first year, because when we arrived, there was a lot going on, the social committee had been shut down for a little while, a few lads taken a step back, so I think
under construction,
yeah,
retirement, rebuild,
yeah, forced retirement, so I think
sabbatical.
My first was the end of season, I think, after the final, because that was my first year.
Was that white?
White and tight, one of those ways.
That was a great social.
It was a good social, wasn't it? On the River Run, the party bus around London, it was mega. And obviously, we're all part of the social committee now, and we've planned some nice ones since then.
We certainly have. But that would have been the same.
I think so. I'm trying to think if when was Beer Colour? Was that the next year?
Yeah, that was the next year. Yeah,
I don't think we had one that first year.
They were put on ice, weren't they?
Yeah,
we won't go into that.
No. Don't dig into that.
We'll move on to mine.
Again,
like I said, the first pre-season we did, the first one we did was you had to come dressed as a superhero or like your alter ego. And I can remember there's a few funny ones. Kid and Mile, I sat next to him. Still remember, like, literally vividly, I sat next to him, and he come as G-Man because he had a G-Wagon. So he was like in all like this like metallic gear, this like flat cap and everything.
What were your first impressions of Keegs? While he's such a scary bloke when I first met him.
See,
so scary. And obviously now I know
it's intimidating.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, I probably hadn't met him well, like, had that much to do until that social. Yeah. And, like, we just end up sitting next to each other, but the social's a lot more of a relaxed environment. Yeah, yeah. So we actually got on pretty well. I mean, he's dressed in Lycra, metallic Lycra. Yeah. And then I went as, my one was Butlin's boy, because my, what did I do? I missed the first 2 weeks, because actually we'd finished the champ season and I think I got 7 days off and had to go in, and I'd actually pulled my calf, but I didn't realise when I got in. And then Goody was getting stuck into me saying, oh, you're on a holiday camp, you're at Butlin's. And so I went as Butlin's boy. So I had like a, you know, they obviously have their red coats, don't they? Yeah. So I had like red coat and like a red face mask. My favourite though was Nelly, Neil Cochrane. He just pure panicked and completely forgot to buy one. And he's come in just a beer suit as a beer bottle. And we're like, who are you? He's like, beer man. Yeah.
Like, beer boy.
Yeah. Like, just walking around with a beer. We're like, yeah, he's like, yeah, drink all the beers. All right, well, yeah, we'll see about that. But no, there were some good ones. But I can remember as well on that. So we've had like a court session at Acton. And the social committee back then, I think it was Chris Bell, Tom Varndell, and I think maybe Charlie Davis. They're like, yeah, sort it all out, going to walkabout on the common in Shepherd's Bush, then we'll go to Inferno's after. So like, everyone's obviously, we're in full fancy dress, like the people dressed as everything. Rock up to walkabout, they're like, sorry lads, no one in fancy dress. It's like, no, he's like, we've booked it. He's like, nah, new policy. Like,
well, when's that coming? Starting from
when's that coming? Yeah. So we didn't actually get in anywhere. And then I don't know what we done in that. Where I think we went to Inferno's at like 9 PM. We were the only one in there for,
it's not very busy,
we were only in there for 5 hours. But oh, it's so big, isn't it? You can just like pretend you're in a different bar. Right, lads, next bar. Oh, here it is.
Did a bar crawl around Inferno's.
Yeah, but no, it was good. But you always get that shock in London, don't you? First night out, then first prices, you. Oh, wow.
London.
Yeah, it gets you, doesn't it?
It's those Neil Warnock videos that are going around. I'll tell you what's the difference. We're in London. you're because we're doing first at the moment, are you nearly 10 years deep into...
Eight. This is my eighth, yeah.
Hearing rumours of a testimonial being planned, aren't we?
That's Joe Launchbury's first. I'm just going to try and tag on the side of it.
Mate, you want to get in the slipstream of Launchbury's...
Like Joe Launchbury and then terms and conditions. Also Josh Bassett.
Josh Bassett. And Josh Bassett.
We'll just host it. We said this to him the other day, didn't we? Hey, said,
mate.
Hosted by Anything Goes.
Mate, that'd be huge.
We could do auctions. We can do all of that.
Thing is, it'll cost.
Well, yeah.
We don't come cheap.
We don't come.
We are not cheap dates.
No, we are not. We expect the full bells and whistles. If I could do that.
Whistles. We need Neil to come and
yeah, we
say
do.
Whistle to whistle. And last one, first impressions.
Of you two?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
First start with Bass.
The boxing gloves are on.
I actually remember seeing Bass playing for Bedford.
The gloves are off.
On huge. Sky. And I remember you, I think you were playing England 20s maybe at the time.
Yes, I did, yeah.
And I remember you, just seeing you mouthing off at somebody.
That is fake news.
Which is obviously not accurate first impression. And then, yeah, when I met
judge
you at
your
the club.
By its cover.
We met you at the club. I think originally I thought you were quite quiet.
Thank you.
And then we obviously got
reserved.
Got to the social and all that. And you come out of your skin a little bit well. But yeah, and then Cruiser, I think I can't remember when we first met. I don't know if it was
Stockport versus Macclesfield.
You were playing for Cheshire, maybe?
It was 2003. No, probably was Cheshire actually.
Yeah.
Probably
playing for Cheshire Ones, maybe.
Yeah. That's a good shout.
Like, where were we training? I think we were training at Chester Rugby Club, I think it was.
Pick that a was mix first. After,
yeah,
after
yeah, yeah.
training.
But first impressions, yeah. Impressive bloke.
Wow. I got reserved. You got impressive bloke.
I'm taking impressive
yeah,
bloke.
Yeah, I'll take that straight away. Can we redo mine? Can we?
No, I do remember that. I remember, like, just, I think, especially at the time, I was wild quiet. In like especially in, like rugby and anything like that, especially when coming to county and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How nervous are you when you first do that? Like how nervous when you first go? Oh my god!
In my shell.
Oh, that's so and so. He's got Northampton Saints Academy shorts on. They've got his initials on. Oh my god!
He talks about you know like when you go to club games and they've got like North of England tie from under 16. Oh, and you're like, oh my god, he's played for North of England.
Yeah.
Massive.
Well, yeah, that's my first impressions. I think you knew a few boys out, like Maz maybe played.
Yeah.
And I was kind of on my tod and I was a bit quiet, so.
So you're saying I was gobby as well?
Gobby, yeah.
Loud, big mouth.
Loud, intimidating.
Intimidating.
Take that, that's
least,
two.
At least intimidating.
No, not at all. Yeah, I think it's just that. Confident bloke.
I was thinking first time I seen you was probably at Sale, but that's a huge, I remember.
Yeah.
How many of those did you play? Did you play a few of those?
One or two. I remember playing one at Coventry. I can't remember against... Well, it must have been Warwickshire.
Yeah, it would have been. I think I remember an away at Yorkshire.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember.
God, that is so long ago.
Yeah.
No way.
I thought of a really funny story.
Go on. Say it
immediately. So, do you remember Wasp A-League versus London Irish A-League at Hazelwood?
Yes,
do you remember this game?
I do.
So... I can remember, obviously, we were playing new lads, looked at the team, and had been like, Regis been like, oh, my mate plays hooker. And I was like, oh, the one that used to play for Rotherham. I was like, yeah. And I'd got you completely mixed up with, was it Dan?
Dan Baines.
Dan Baines. And obviously, I can remember playing Bedford versus Rotherham, where he's like punching through the ruck, going absolutely berserk. So Edgson was playing hooker for us. And I was like, get stuck into there too. Honestly, he'll lose it. He'll absolutely lose it. I've seen him. I told him the story and everything. I was like, he's like, yeah, get into it. And I realised, I was like, oh, that isn't...
Seeing us run out, like, me?
No, that's a completely different bloke.
I remember that game so clearly. Your team...
Was Edgson flying was punches?
He was probably talking about putting loads of punches.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I remember that game because I remember speaking to Lee and Di after that game about coming. And I remember so vividly putting a kick in. And I'd spoke to Wasp beforehand and then I was like... And obviously put a kick in. I was like, oh my God, I think I might have just blown it.
Oh no, he's picked it up and scored.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh no, I've blown it. Better come off now. That is so old school. Yeah, mate, in that team, you had a mental team out.
Yeah, we did have a good team. Loz was playing.
You had Tomo Reader, yeah. And Youngie was your back row.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Nuts A-League team.
It was, yeah.
Mate, first impressions of John Boy. I'm trying to think of first impressions of you.
Mate, that's what I was like, please don't ask this question to me because I can't really remember. My brain's fried.
No. It's tough, isn't it?
That is really tough, hard. Yeah. That is really hard. I'm trying to think. It's funny that Tommy said about you moaning because that is such a... And then saying he was quiet when you first came.
Yeah, 100%.
That would have been year three? Year four for me when you came. I hadn't really played as much as probably I would have liked. Played a bit more towards that season before, but I think you look at the players that we had in our back line, was just berserk.
Yeah.
Basically had the world 15 back line.
That year, me and Tommy joined, the back line was berserk. And that was the year that Pietau left as well.
Yeah.
But was that the year, did we sign Kirtley that year?
Yeah,
it's Kirtley.
And Villy.
Frank Kalai was there, wasn't he?
And then we had
Kyle.
Kyle, Sips. Elliot, Sips, Dan and Joe.
Yeah.
Alapati.
Pats, yeah.
Yeah. Had a nuts back line.
I think there was like a big group of boys still that had been here probably longer than me then.
Mm.
So it's like I had the lads that I was obviously closer with that had joined at the same time, which was like obviously Wooly, Will, Youngie, all them lads.
Was Youngie still rolling his eyes at that point, or was this a new thing?
I think he was born rolling his eyes.
Yeah, constantly. If ever he's asked a question, the old...
You don't even see any pupil anymore. It's fully white.
It's like the Undertaker, really, off WWF.
He goes the whole way around now.
He's going to be so angry when he comes on.
He is, yeah. But I like that. Like that energy. Bringing some energy.
That's weird that I've not got... I'm trying to remember a first impression of you. Did you start that final? You did start that final, didn't you?
Because Kirtley got injured in the semi.
But you started the final, didn't you? So I'm trying to think. So you reckon you were more reserved, were you, back then?
I don't necessarily know if I was more reserved. I think it was more just, I don't want to say there's different groups, but you know what I mean? I think there was a group that was a lot bigger that I was probably wasn't involved with as much. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like,
there's more of a
what year did Jammer came the year before, didn't he? Jammer and Millsy come the year before. Whereas I wouldn't say that we were that close then compared to where we are now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think just like some relationships took longer because them lads came in and they already knew a load of other lads.
Yeah.
So it's like they already had 10 or 15 lads that they knew very well. Whereas, you know, there was a group of us that didn't really know any other rugby players because we'd come from like Bedford, Cardiff Uni, Oxford Uni. Do you know what I mean? So we were... And we our change room did tend to annoy people at socials, so we're the loud mouth minority in the corner, just heckling everyone. I remember Hask had a super soaker filled with God knows what it was, and there was one social where our change room thought it'd be clever to obviously go and have a few drinks before. You know, it's like you have one, you're like, oh, we'll have a couple, we'll be fine going in. Then lads just started buying ridiculous rounds, and it was just like, oh, here we go, more. And then Youngie's round, I mean, Thomas Young, just came out the most berserk round ever, which was the last one we had before going into a court session.
Four Diet Cokes.
Four tap waters. So we've rocked up to this social and you've just seen everyone's faces like, oh my God, these lads are steaming. And we just came in and we were just heckling Haas. Like, just heckling, they were like, just shut up.
I bet he was coming back hot at you then.
Literally got this super soaker just like squirting his face. And we're like, more. I think we're all in bed by 11:30. But it was worth it.
Oh, I live for that. Still need to give Hask some heat and get him on it, don't we?
We do, yeah.
You've got him on speed dial, haven't you?
No,
he's
I don't know about that.
Best buds.
No, I don't know about that. But
no?
He's a DJ. He's...
He's out doing bits, isn't he?
He is. He's doing so many bits. He's just... Good tune from him as well.
Mm?
Maybe that could be our theme tune.
Mate, let's ask him.
Yeah.
Our intro.
Yeah? Well, you're not... Have you fallen out of love with our intro? Doom, doom, doom.
No,
doom.
I'm just saying. Maybe our outro. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Fair play. You got anything else that you want to add? You happy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
You happy, Tommy?
Very happy.
Anything you want to talk about? You interview us.
How about we interview you?
What were your first impressions of me?
I remember...
Yeah, he brushed over that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, he did.
No, I said that you didn't... We literally all just spoke saying that it was really hard.
Just trying to get out of it.
No, I remember thinking... Who's this mental geezer we signed from Sale? And obviously, he'd just come off the Saxons tour as well. So I was like, and then I was like, oh, he's really big time, so I can't talk to him. So that's why he thought I was reserved. I was like, I better not talk to
him.
Is
that true?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that
is hilarious. 100%.
Big time.
100%.
Sorry about that.
Mate, 100%. You're like friends with Sips. Like, you're like just hanging around with Sips all the time. It's like, all right, sweet.
Looking
me,
after Sips.
No time for me.
Looking after
it's me, Jammer, Millsy, Sippy, the boys. And then it's just like, I'm like, oh, nice to meet you there.
And Bass by the toilets.
Oi, oi, in the background like that. Lads over here. They're like, are you in the academy?
Your opinion changed now, though, surely.
It certainly has.
Yeah.
I think that year was like we'd signed a lot of players, hadn't we? And obviously, like you said, Kirtley, Bill,
yeah.
Villy, all these mental players, and it was just so exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Maybe we scraped under the radar. No one's got an opinion of us.
Yeah, maybe.
Everyone was so excited about.
I think
Kirtley,
you just made up your Villy, opinions on me anyway. So you didn't even know I was there.
Now look at us. Hey?
Got our own podcast.
Shall we talk about TT off next year? Off next year. Back to your home club though.
I can tell you about last impressions. I'll remember then.
Mate, yeah, excited to go back to obviously from Manchester, from Macclesfield, so excited to get back home.
Yeah, excited. Sad to leave, obviously, goes without saying, but excited to go up back there.
Here comes the media train dance.
Chris, what
do I say?
Game
of two halves.
Why have you got a sheet in front of you with all these bullet points?
Yeah, I think like they've got... Okay, we're playing this weekend, so it's quite tough to speak highly of them, but I think like it'd be nice to go back home. I think, as you said, be around my family. My brother's having a little one as well, so it'd be nice to go up there and spend some time there and have that support up there. And... Yeah, it's kind of the club's changed a lot since I left. It's 5 years and it's changed loads, so it's quite exciting. Bit of a new environment.
Do you think
probably
that's
some more motivations? Yeah, I think that's for me. That's a big influence. Like a bit more of like a spark. You know what I mean?
Because I think that's the interesting thing for me is obviously you started out there, went through the academy, and then played a lot of games first team wise, and you've been away for quite a big period.
Yeah.
It must be exciting going back to something you feel like you know, but like you said, it's
different.
Yeah,
as well.
It's a little bit new as well.
Yeah, and I think as you said, you get nervous like joining a new club, and of course, been nervous, but again, there'll be some of those home comforts there that I knew for so long, some familiar faces.
Make that first day and picking a change room a lot easier.
Possibly, yeah. But like I said, like, there's so many new players. Obviously, Sanderson's come in, so imagine there's a very different vibe about the place. New training ground and stuff, so I think it'll feel like a new club for me, I think.
And I think maybe, like you were saying earlier about having Archer in lockdown, not having that family around you.
Yeah.
Getting back home, you've got that family support around you. You know, straight away, exactly. As well as obviously the rugby club being home as well. But
grandma and grandpa, yours!
Yeah, yours. Exactly. Get a social life back after lockdown,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, my brothers have a little one as well, so that'd be nice for them to grow up together. But yeah, honestly, so sad to leave WASS. It's been so good to me. Made loads of good friends.
Colleagues.
Colleagues,
yeah, thought it was reserved. Okay.
So good, I can't remember the first impression.
Noted. All I remember is I joined with Sips. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. What a guy. That's the sad part of it. But again, it's professional sport, and you're always going to keep those relationships, aren't you? And that's a good thing
until
about
on
it.
The pitch.
Oh, yes.
And then you're getting it. I'm going to argue with you.
I don't give it back. I can't.
It's crazy how quick 5 years go, isn't it?
It is.
It's mental.
And the amount of people that have kind of come and gone as well, I think that's the thing that I look back and...
That's the scary thing about sport, isn't it? Because it's like a vicious circle.
Yeah.
You're kind of on a weekly schedule, aren't you? You're always focusing on, right, who are we playing next? And then, like you said, by the end of it, it's a season gone. Then you're like, oh, he's left. But then you're back in for pre-season. Then it's straight on to the next objective.
Yeah.
These people just, like you said...
Yeah,
like some lads only signed for a year or 2 years, and then you're here for 5 years. You're like, where's that time gone?
It's probably like the ruthless aspect of it, isn't it?
100%.
Like it's tough that like you make such good friends and they say they're leaving, and you're like, what? Like, who am I going to hang out with next year? Or like stuff like that. But you're such a like tight family. You go through so much through a season with lads. Like, you build so many new relationships so fast.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that part of it's really good.
It's like saying goodbye to Luke today, weren't we?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's our head analyst.
Yeah.
And you see that the video that was put together, and obviously lads from the past, there was Tristan, Dan, Simo, and all these people that used to be here. That made me think, God, how quickly like time goes. Like, we've been here 5 years. They've all been a part of our journey.
Yeah.
Luke's been here 10 years, and all these people have still obviously been a part of his journey. It just shows, you know, by the time it comes to you know, man, your time to leave or whatever, John Boy, or retire or whatever it might be, when it comes to it, these people that play a part in your journey, it's crazy how quick it all goes.
100%. And like, we talk about games and we talk about socials and we talk about memories, and they feel like they were last week, don't they? And then you actually think about it, you're like, oh my God, that was quite a while ago, but it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's the scary thing, isn't it? And I think everyone always tells you when you first, you know, come in your first day, you're like, oh, enjoy it, blah, blah, blah. And we're probably still in the middle of it, but you kind of appreciate it a bit more, and you kind of feel a bit nostalgic, don't you, about a lot of the things you've been through. Like talking about them first days and things like that, you're like, I wish I could be back there. I wish I could be doing that again.
Yeah.
But it's hard because you look at our squad is obviously, there's some young lads that have come through in the last year, and you don't want to say like...
You don't want to patronise them.
No, you don't
want to
patronise them. You don't, because
you
just sound like what everyone said to you, but you want to get it across because you feel like maybe someone told me, but I didn't listen. Like, how can I get this across to them?
You sound like the old man, don't you, telling them?
Well, that's the thing. Your career is only short, and it does go. Like, if you miss a season here and there, you can, you know, there's so much time, but people just miss it.
Yeah, I suppose that's a nice thing about like the video today and things like this with TT obviously moving on, having an opportunity to reflect a little bit and chat about sort of memories and whatnot. It gives us time to, you know, the opportunity to reflect, doesn't it, along the way.
I've got a question. Do you think you're going to cry on your leaving video? Go.
Probably, yeah.
I want to see tears.
100%.
I reckon you will.
Depends how many beers I got in me. I can get quite
emotional.
You,
zero.
Oh, there'll be a big puddle of beer next to you,
a beer and be really loud, will I? And stop being reserved.
That'll be in bed, mate. So make sure you do it early.
No, it's gonna be because it's gonna obviously be. It's one of them. You obviously we have that one every year, don't we? Where the videos get put together, and it's hard because it's a celebration, isn't it, of what they've done, but it is also a sad moment.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you have to celebrate it. You do, like lads that have left and put the body on the line for the club. There's always going to be like a sour note, but just the fact that someone's leaving. But you, as you said, you reminisce, you see what like everyone's been through injuries, been through games, losses, wins, finals, everything. I think bring that all together, it's such an emotional thing. And you're never going to forget it, are you? So I think, yeah, I'll be emotional, I'm sure.
Well, I think that's a great note to end it on, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. That was good.
When
it started
good. Very jovial and then ended very serious. That's how we like it.
No, I love it. I love it.
No, thank you, Tommy. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
and
cheers,
thank you
mate.
For your insight. Hopefully, Simon McIntyre next.
Yeah, we've got a few lined up. We've got Chesty lined up, and I think we can persuade Thomas Young to come on because he's fed up of us calling out his eye rolls.
The accusations. I think he's got a full list of what he's going to call us out on, isn't
he? Yeah.
But
he says that we'll get him in here and we'll pressurise him and he'll bottle it.
No, thank you for listening. Keep reviewing us. Keep engaging with us on Twitter and Instagram. We really do appreciate it. And just remember,
any sting goes.